Kosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekom Nekmas B'nei Yisrael Meisa Mejim, Achar Tesef El Amecha. Describes the event of the Muhammad, and it says that the leader of the Muhammad was Pinchas. V'shachos Moshe Elef Amatel Atzava, or some that's Pinchas Ben Elazar Koran Atzava, Uchlei HaKodesh V'chatzotos Atshua B'yado. So he brought with him two things, the Klei HaKodesh and the Chatzotos Atshua. So the question has to be asked, what are these Klei HaKodesh first of all, and second of all, what was he bringing them, and what was the function of the Chatzotos Atshua? The Gemara Maseches Sota says, interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "Klei HaKodesh de Aron v'lucho shabo v'chatzot shatru elu hashofaros." Sota mem gimel amad aleph. Now we have to get back to that. When it comes to Klei HaKodesh, the Gemara there says the Aron. Right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says two things: the Aron v'atzitz. Right, it wasn't necessarily only the Aron; it was also the tzitz. Or Rashi sounds like it was both. I think if you look, these alternatives. Some of the drashim say there was big day kahuna, or say urim v'tumim. Tosefta, there's a day that says that it was the big day kahuna. If you look at the Targum Yonasan, so Targum Yonasan says, John Dr. Belson. Rakashava, Shalom Aleichem. So again, so Rashi says that the Klei HaKodesh Zeh Aron V'atzitz. What was the purpose of, we'll get back to Targum Yonasan and Bez Hashem in a minute. What was the purpose of the Aron V'atzitz? Says Rashi, seems like at least one of the functions was Shayabila Mimayim Mafriach Malchim Mijim B'Kshafim. V'atzobrech Imayim. Herolim Zatzitz Shashem Chokuf Bo Veim Nofim. V'kachner Malchalayim B'Malchim Mijim Shnofim Malchayim Min Avir. V'chayim B'Bilam K'siv El Chalayim B'Sefer Yoshua. Rashi says the purpose of the tzitz was that the Mijanim and Bilam through Kshafim would float through the air. So he says they're anti-aircraft missiles were the tzitz. So they would show the tzitz and they would plop down. He doesn't actually explain what the Aron was there for. Presumably that's because Shita's Rashi in general that the Aron always went to them L'Mulchama. Actually, we discussed this last year, I think, that there were two Aronos and the Aron always went to L'Mulchama. So it could be that's Klei HaKodesh, but he doesn't have to explain what it was doing there. But the tzitz, he says that was the purpose of the tzitz. If you look at Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan seems to work with the opinion in the Medrash that it was the big day kahuna. Targum Yonasan writes that what do they have with them? Yes, Pinchas Balazar Kana Lachela V'Uraya V'Tumaya D'Kutshayla Mishayla B'Hom. That the Klei HaKodesh are the Urim V'Tumim, and the reason I had it was to be Shoel the Urim V'Tumim. You know that they have to be Shoel. Generally go out to Muhammad, the Urim V'Tumim from Muhammad. Apparently here, for some reason, they brought the Urim V'Tumim to the battlefield. Maybe they had some Shilohs on the spot. So that was the Klei HaKodesh, according to the Targum. Now, unless we have Klei HaKodesh. Well, what was the purpose of the Chatzotus HaTshua? Says the Targum, V'Chatzotus Yabava Bidei L'michnash U'L'mishrei U'L'meitel Mashrisa D'Yisrael. We know that Parshas Balotcha, one of the primary functions of the Chatzotzros were Lamasas Hamachanos. So here's a chiddush here. There wasn't just Lamasas Hamachanos when they were traveling, but apparently any time or many times where they had to gather the groups, the Jews, they gather them to war. So they had to call them, had to send them here, send them there. So in the process of the Melchama, they needed to call the troops together. So they used Chatzotzros. So Chatzotzros threw up, were in the hands of Pinchas. It sounds like it was a function of that din of Chatzotzros at Lamasa Machnos. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaya says, or sounds like he says. Klei HaKodesh, goes to the Medrash, fine. And then he says, V'chatzotzu biyado, k'shayu nosim ayu nosim b'chatzotzus, v'chein k'shayu miskansim, u k'shayu holchim lo mochama. HaKol ayu b'chatzotzus. Sounds like he's saying, although that's not what the... Not what the footnote think, but that's not what Chevelle thinks. But I, to me, it seems more like he's saying, "Alderach the Targum Menachon." Why is he bringing Nosim b'Chatzotzos? All the Nosim for saying the Nosim is Kansim. Holchem Mocham was also part of Nosim. There's an alternative here, obvious alternative, and that leads us to a phenomenal halacha that Tziv has. He's answered a whole bunch of things with this. Stands up against a bunch of Rishonim. The Tziv Kedarka b'Kodesh. Texas Sodom writes in many places, a number of places at least. He has in this expression refers to writes in Bahaloscha. Bahaloscha is Marachar. He also has in the Merome Sodom Rosh Hashanah. He also has it in his Parish on the Sifrei. It was a slightly different, adds a few details here and there, but basically the Tziv has the following Mahalach. I'll first introduce it with a Kasha. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shovros Rosh Hashanah sheyal pashut chavav and beis upiv mitzupa zav ushtei chatzot shmenat sadim. Okay, in the mikdash they were long with the shofar Rosh Hashanah. They would blow chatzotros, trumpets. Shofar ma'ar chatzot mekatzot shmitzion b'shofar v'taniyos b'shal zcharim kufum piv mitzupa kesev ushtei chatzotros v'emtsa shofar mekatzot v'chatzot shnarichos shmitzion b'chatzotros. In Tanios, they would have the Chatzotros. They also blow together the shofar and the Chatzotros. The Chatzotros are in the middle because Iker Mitzvah is to blow Chatzotros. On Tanios. Good. And the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin, that this halacha is only in Mikdash. Rav Papa Shmuel Savra Lemebet Uv De Kemes Nisin. Rav Papa Shmuel on a Tainus attempted to set up a situation exactly the tzura of the Mishnah. Amalei Rava Lo Amarel B'Mikdash. No, this Mishnah only in the Mikdash. Tain Nami Haki B'Med Vermun B'Mikdash. B'Gvulim Makom Sheish Chatzotzos Ein Shofar Makom Sheish Shofar Ein Chatzotzos. That in Gvulim we never have Chatzotzos and Shofar together. There's a special halach in Mikdash that Chatzotzos called Shofar Ariu Lifnei Melech Hashem. Then you have to have Chatzotzos and Shofar together, but out in Gvulin, you either have Makom Sheish Chatzotzos and Shofar, Makom Sheish Shofar and Chatzotzos. What does that mean? What is Makom Sheish Shofar and Makom Sheish Chatzotzos? Says Rashi, Makom Sheish Shofar going Rosh Hashanah V'Yovel, and Makom Sheish Chatzotzos going Tainis. So in Tainis and Gvulin, there's a din only of Chatzotzos. That's where the Rashi learns the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That seems the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. And the Ram seems to think that this halach of Tain in general, Chatzotzos and Tainis, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ram quotes in Hilchos Tainis based on the pasuk parasha Halosha. The pasuk says, "V'chisavo melchama ba'aretzachem al atzar tzur eschem ba'arusem b'chatzotzos nizkartem v'nei Hashem alkechem v'noshotem me'oyvechem." Says the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Tainis, mitzvah same in the Torah, lizo kularia b'chatzotzos akol tzar shtavah atzibur. What to talk about here? And then later he says, when we did later in halacha dalid. We'll get there about Linether. V'nei ha'taniyos ha'elu zoakim b'tfilos u'mischananim u'merim b'chatzotzos b'lvad. V'mayu b'mikdash merim b'chatzotzos v'shofar. Good. And v'ein tokum b'chatzotzos v'shofar k'echad el b'mikdash. Now b'chatzotzos kol shofar ilof ne'amelech Hashem. The problem is, if lo m'sechas tainis, it doesn't sound like that. Because if you lo m'sechas, the more m'sechas tainis in a few places, so the more daf tainis, for one, the Gemara in that Tanya's Daf Yudalid says, "Vaymei Masriyin Rav Yehuda Omar b'Shofaros." They blew shofars. Now the point of this Gemara is to say shofar as opposed to tefillah. So I guess one can match the shofars la dafka. Ram says means chatzotzos. But what the Gemara does, shofar usually. Now we're saying the Gemara in Shabbos, but the terms can be interchangeable. But in this, in the halakha context, in specifically where you blow on tainus, the Gemara makes a big deal of pointing out the difference. So it's the Rishonim say that the Lechoyer receiving this Gemara, they blew shofar. It's the primary Gemara. And if you look at the. So this is a question about the Baal Amor and the Ramban talk about in Rosh Hashanah. That he says, Baal Amor says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, you have to look at Saitus. When you tell my master, you see, but you have to own him. No, go to school, but you have to show for him. Says the Baal Amor, like what comes out from the Gemara of Rashi, and it seems to be the opinion of the Rambam, is that in Tanius we have to blow on Chatzotros. So he doesn't understand why the Tshuva has a Gaonim, the Min against two shofars on a Tanius. So the Rambam says, I'll tell you why, because the Gemara in Tanius. That's why. So, and he says, and he has Yerushalmi that he thinks says it explicitly. That the Yerushalmi also in Rosh Hashanah, that Kumri. Yerushalmi says you don't blow chatzotros bigvulim. Not like the lashon of Bavli, which the Rashi means that you don't blow them together. You don't blow chatzotros all bigvulim. That's the implication of Yerushalmi. So what do you do with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? So says the Ramban, I'll tell you a pshat that v'yesh lo nefarish l'daita mokom sheyesh shofar gom Rosh Hashanah v'tanios. Ein chatzotros, mokum shechatzotros, chatzotros go milchama. Ki yachsiv al atzar tzor eschem v'yersem b'chatzotros. B'chatzotros, yersem b'chatzotros, ein shofar. He says, tainyus ein achinami, you blow shofar. What did the Gemara mean, mokum shein chatzotros? Mokum shein shofar. Sorry. Mokum shein chatzotros ein shofar. That meant specifically milchama. The tainyus the Gemara was talking about were tainyus kishamim. Tainyus kishamim or other tzaros that are mentioned there, tainyus, those are all shofar. So special alch in milchama, they need chatzotros. That's what the pasuk says. V'chisavo melchama ba'aretzchem alatzara tzorer eschem. And even though, if you look in this sefer, he points it out, we have a drasha that tells you from alatzara tzorer eschem to be marbe or other tzaros. It's explicit drasha in the sefer. He says Ramban, that's the marbe them for a din tkiya. But what you use is not either dafka shofar, it doesn't matter what you use, but there's no halacha that you need specifically chatzotros. Chatzotros is unique to milchama. Why? Strange, like we have a drasha, but we read in the pasuk, the first epis. So he says, Vatam shalom du asra b'chatzotros ela b'mikdash uv'milchama. Chatzotros we find in mikdash, right, that's what the Gemara here is saying, uv'milchama shekol yisrael tzluyim b'davar. My time of the chatzotzah b'chnufri the choy Yisrael k'sivi hob almalo. Since chatzotzah we find at least in the first pakra all things have to do with chnufri the choy Yisrael, gathering Klal Yisrael. I guess the karbanos at Tzibur is a mikdash, and milchama and the milchama because milchama is a chnufri the choy Yisrael. But if an area has a specific tzara, so then there's no halacha of chatzotzah. Even though, as we just pointed out, elam amid rabbi rachma tzara tzoros lem garmin asra lechol tzara v'tzara. Shlo tov latzibur uvamay b'shofar k'ein Rosh Hashanah or b'nat mak, but that's why he picked shofar. That's me in the Ramban. The Ramban ends with saying ve'ein li lefarish yoser b'zeh. Zeh tam agon ve'ein li lefarish yoser b'zeh. So the tziv takes that last comment as an admission of doichik. Ve'ein li, I guess maybe means something. He says that's what he thinks it means. Ein li lefarish yoser b'zeh. That's the best I can do. So the tziv reads it. So the tziv says, I'll tell you the pshat. Tziv says, and says meduyak in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says. Makom sheish chatzotus in shofar. Makom sheish shofar in chatzotus. What is the term makom? Say, bizman, right? Makom means place. So it says, Siv says, no. What it means is there are certain makomos we have to blow chatzotus. There are certain makomos we blow shofar. What is the tali on? So he says it's tali on the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, v'chisvol mechob aratzchem alatzar tzoreschem barei osem b'chatzotzros. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem v'noshatem be'oyveichem. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So, the next pasuk, which talks about Yom Simchaschem Lo'odeichem, it says, Ayu lachem l'zikaron lifnei Elokeichem. And here it says, V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem. It doesn't say l'zikaron lifnei, but V'nizkartem lifnei. It's a slight difference. So the difference is, the din of Chatzotz Mecham is only lifnei Hashem. Because that tells you when where you're blowing the chatzotros. Only lifnei Hashem elokeichem, which means either in mikdash or bifnei ha'aron, or alternatively bifnei hatzitz, which also is kishem Hashem, right? The shem Hashem olah. So he says in the Tziv, that's why they only had it in Milchama, because Milchama, they brought the Aron, so that's why you blew Chatzotz in Milchama. And they're right, the Chatzotz was only in Milchama, but not because Knufa the Kol Yisrael, but because, he says, what do you mean, Pinchas, when was Elifat Sava, what's one share, wasn't Knufa the Kol Yisrael, so the Pshat is, because it was Bifnei Aron. Yes, he says, that's him. He says, that's Pshat in... And he says, that's Pshat. V'hayim to say, Parashas Mato, Shalakach Pindigos, Klei HaKodesh, HaKatot Satrua, V'tani B'Tzeptos, Klei HaKodesh, Aron B'Yeshon B'Elu B'Gdei Kahuna, V'Akavano V'Atzitz, Mishum D'Belozo, Efter L'Shtamesh V'Chatzot. The purpose of the Klei HaKodesh was so that you could blow Chatzot.
Somebody says, you brought the Tzitz,
The Tosefta, which I couldn't find, the Mar Malkum right offhand, says, is Yeshom, it's 2 days. Right, the question is why they brought Tzitz Aaron. I think the Tziv else. But Rashi says both. Right. Rashi seems to say, this is, first of all, it's not like Rashi and Rashan and Shan and Gemara. But besides that, it's Rashi seems they need the Tzitz to stop the guys from flying. Right? So he's saying a totally different shot. He's saying that they need the Tzitz for this purpose. I think
he would
work out well with anyone that requires the Aron. I think if you look in Emek and Sivan Sifrei, he says Bekitzer, but I think he says it's telling whether they always brought the Aron out to Mecham, which the Ramban acknowledges as a Machlokes. So, you know, if you hold, they didn't bring the Aron to Mechama all the time, so then you can say, then you can defer to Tzitz. If you hold, they always brought the Mechama, you're not going to say it was a Tzitz, because there's no reason for it. And he says that's also Pshah, where else do you find it? He doesn't give you the Mar Malkum offense. Elsewhere he does. In Divrei Yomim, he gives you the parak, I don't remember parak. That an Avia goes to fight, he also says, he blew Chatzotzos. So why is it blue chatzotzos? So again, here it says the Aron was. It sounds in the pesukim that the Aron there and the blue chatzotzos. It says the same zach that there was, even though it was not all knufa to Kol Yisrael, it was. We don't have the Merom Esad here, right? Not knufa to Yisrael. It was just Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, but since they brought the Aron, that's why they blue chatzotzos. That's when it says chiddush. And Mela depends on the tainus, and based on that, I don't think he says it here, but in his Perush in the Sefer, he says, he wants them Yashiv the Kash and the Mogen Avram. Yeah.
Was it necessary to blow Chatzos Shas Mokhamah?
Yes, he seems that Siv thinks like this. That Siv thinks that this Tiyas Chatzotros was, and I'll show you someone else who says like that, unlike was a Tkiyah of Chatzos Mitam the Din of Chisavol Mokham Baratzachem. That's what Siv clearly thinks. The tziv is the not like the Targum Yonason that this was Lamasa Samachos, which I think Rabbi Nachman is trying to say, although Rabbi Shavel thinks Rabbi Nachman, when he says Muhammad, means the pasuk of Chesel Muhammad. But I think by his hakdama of Lamasa Samachos and Chinkish Yotzam Muhammad sounds even more like he thinks like the Targum Yonason, that this is part of Nesias Am, not the Etzam Adin Shas Muhammad. But he's not the first to assume that. The Marsha assumes that. The Marsha in Sota and Daf Mem Gimel just as a tzarachin on the Gemara, he says, or yes, the Kashna, the Gemara that we read before. So the Gemara says that the Klei HaKodesh is the Aron, and woe is the Chatzos of truth. The Gemara says, Zeh Shofaros. Zeh Shofaros. So the Marsha is bothered. Why are they having shofar? There's a Marsha, I don't understand, but this kind of shofaros. Hello. Mashach, Mash Amar Chatzotzos Atshua Elo Shafaros Lo Yadana Perusha. The Vali Chatzotzos Mamish Vein Shal Kazev Ayulam Bel Mocham Akliach Ziv Chisvam Mocham Ba'artzachem Verosam Bechatzotzos. He also learns that before that Ziv, he learns that the Pashup Shad and this Trua Chatzotzos Atshua was because of the din of Mocham. And he says, so says Tam Tzarechin. Why is the Gemara used the term Shafaros? Again, that's not the Gemara is not making a point about it, but that's just Agav in the Gemara. But it's Tzarechin in the Gemara. He learns that it was a din of Chatzotzos Mamish and it was because of the din Mocham. That Tziv says, based on that, he can miyash the kash of the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram, it's in Tov Kov Ayin Vav, I think. As a kasha, how come we don't do this with Zanazah? How come the Rambam seemed to say it's a din l'doros? How come we don't do this with Zanazah? So, this teretz that the Magen Avraham gives, I think, well, Magen Avraham doesn't give a teretz. Blab is a kasha.
Is he asking that
one of the chatzotzos in the Shabbat Shana? No, not Rosh Hashanah. We have Tanya's Kshama or Tzaras. Unfortunately, you know, Davonenu, there were plenty of times throughout the history, the Jewish history, where they had to be mispal based Tzara. So how come no one's blowing chatzotzos? They still have in Eretz Yisrael occasionally, I think, and the and a lot of people fast. We're not so into fasting nowadays, but they still. But according to the Rambam, the Tainus is in the Rabbanim. He makes this point. If you read the Rambam, the Tainus parts of the Rabbanim. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says the mitzvah says lizok v'ariyah b'chatzos called tzara. That's the Daraisa. We draw a button on the Rambam. If you don't have a Tainus, that's what. Yeah, I think Mark Rambam says this point. And even though ain't Tainus see b'bavel el tish b'bavel vav, fine, if you don't have a Tainus, but that doesn't shouldn't change the Daraisa. They should have a tefillah with chatzotzos. So that's his kasha. So the other two roots of his kasha. And Siv says, no, because the whole din tekiyah is living in our own. In the Rambam, there's no remez this. The Chora is not shown in the Rambam. But, and Siv's going against the, you know, he's always going against Ramban in terms of the Tam HaDavar, at least. And he's going, Siv is charting a new path here, but he's very excited about it. But he says that he thinks that's the pshat. The pshat is that there's the Bezmana, there's no Aron, so there's no din derais at all. Yes, there's a Takan Rabban of Shofar. There's Tainus, so they're in Tainus here, but both also they didn't get the Shofars either. But the Iker didn't arise. The Bechlal, he says, he thinks doesn't apply. So I'll just be Ma'orer. Let me just collect a few more Nakudas related to this. That there are a number of you know, sounds like there are at least in terms of the issue, that's his broader issue, which is fascinating, but at least in terms of the issue of whether what these chatzotzos were doing in this context. So the Marsha, we said before, assumes, and Siv adopts this, that the chatzotzos were there because of the mitzvah of chatzotzos, b'shas mochom, like the pasuk in Parashat Vayelos. So why wouldn't you say that? Why would the Targum Yonatan have a different shot? So the truth is, there's a few chidushim here. Number one, and a number shver, but there's things you have to be eyeing into. Number one is that there's or the Nesiv Chaim, that's the Karban Asano, in his comments on the Magen Avraham, he says a partial answer to the Magen Avraham's Kasha, at least the answer to what the Magen Avraham was dealing with. The Magen Avraham says, ask Kasha, why don't we do this with Manazah? He says, look in the Pasuk. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says, Ba'artzachem. There's no such halach in Chutzlarts. That's Aleph. Here we're in Chutzlarts. Maybe it was different before the entry, so I don't know, but the Pasuk says, again, the Rambam, none of this, the Rambam makes no remez any of this. Pshuto shel dvarim in the Rambam, it's bein b'aretz, it's all bein mechutz l'aretz, there's nothing to, this won't help you for the Rambam.
Rambam's not talking
about mechutz. What?
Rambam's not talking about
mechutz. That may be a Pesach, but the Rambam doesn't say a word about mechutz. That's part of the peculiarity here. It's even more peculiar when you read it carefully. But that's one. Number two, the Sefer Achinuch, which is a little bit of a, on one hand is a little bit of a smuchim for the Tziv Holy Sod, but it doesn't go as far as the Tziv. The Sefer Achinuch in Parashat La'Loscha sounds like he says that this whole mitzvah is based on Beis HaMikdash. I don't know how that applies. It sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash also. Not explicit. Definitely Beis HaMikdash is pretty explicit. The Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet has together the, like the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Tzkiyah B'Chatzotros Al Karban, Mitzvah of Chatzotros B'Eisar is one Mitzvah. They ask the Kasha and the Rambam, why is one Mitzvah? Two separate Pesukim, they don't seem to be related. Fine. But the Sefer Chinuch has like the Rambam, and he says, L'skoa B'Chatzotros B'Mikdash B'chol Yom B'Hakriv Kol Karban U'Kemokim B'Shas Tzaras. Not clear to me 100% whether the term B'Mikdash refers to both. It sounds a little like it does, although he could have written L'skor b'chatzotzos b'choyom b'hakav kol karban. He could have left out the word mikdash or at the end of the first phrase, but you can not 100% clear. It sounds more to me like he says that the holding of chatzotzos is b'mikdash, and later he says about all of these halachos that the mitzvah only applies to the noheges mitzvah zu b'zman ha'bayis b'kohanim shalei mitzvah l'skor b'chatzotzos, because that's a special din of kohanim. He goes to prove it. Then he says it was not the Levian because it was Barsha de Kohanim Nas Mitzvah Zu. Again, he primarily focuses more on the mitzvah of Shasa Karbon, but he sounds like the entire mitzvah is only the Abayis, only the Kohanim. And it could be he means only the Mikdash. So Yesh ayin, first of all, I'm not sure what the status was. I guess it was mana mishkan, so you had that you had. But it's a little bit of a smuchim for the Netziv in the sense that it's related to mikdash. Netziv extends it. Netziv says it would have applied, you know, on the battlefield. The chiddush of Netziv is that you're doing this on the battlefield. That's what he says was going on in Navia, that they took it out to the battlefield. That's a chiddush. They should be doing it on the battlefield. Why don't they just do it back at home? And especially the mashtachinuch has a mashmos that the whole mitzvah is in the mikdash. So if that's what the chinuch means, not clear. If the chinuch means, then there's a that wouldn't then Siv what Siv says wouldn't follow. So again, there's a chiddush here that's done on the battlefield, not anywhere, not the some reason why it should be done dafka on the battlefield. Now, then what gets us into a few more minutes into something just altogether peculiar. Eli referred to this. Belzon referred to this that the Rambam in Aleph says. He gives three examples. He says kyotzebem, doesn't mean all of them, he says three examples. He omits the one that's in Feirish in the Pasuk, and he starts the Pasuk after the first few words. He doesn't start with Chisvom Lachom Baratzachem, he starts with Al Hatzara Tzorereschem Baratzachem Bachatzotros. And it gives, lots of examples. But so is never, how about Muhammad? That's what the Pasuk's talking about. The Ramban thinks the whole Darais, the whole Pasuk is only talking about Muhammad. I mean, at least the Ikar of the Pasuk. And the Ramban, strikingly omits Muhammad. So, I'm not sure the answer. I did see subsequently that Avinezer makes this diuk in the Rambam. He has one Malach, which might be shot. But I will note that there's. Can you pass me the Malvin? I apologize. The Malvin on Bamidbar. Okay.
The Ram is saying, sorry, it's going to be meaning the enemy?
No.
I'm saying why would it? Sorry means time
right.
Place.
Right, because he doesn't quote anywhere the mitzvah do with Muhammad. This is the mitzvah, the place
okay,
he quotes it.
Okay, that's what the. If you type the bus and call it, sorry, it's going to not talk about the enemy, then it's a reboy. And then that's what he's saying.
And he doesn't mention the first part then.
Because meaning that. What is the Pasuk commentary other than that? The Pasuk commentary is not just Muhammad.
But he doesn't even mention Muhammad.
Because that's.
You say also. No, he doesn't mention Muhammad at all.
Well, I'm saying, isn't that the strongest. Meaning the Muhammad is either the obvious case or the.
Yeah, but the Ram should quote you the. Didn't straightforward, no? That's Ram doesn't. Ram quotes Pesukim. He tells you when things are from. It's the same at Torah.
About it, the
Chiyuv is on Al Tzara. Why is the Chiyuv not also Chisol on Melchama? In Sefer HaMitzvot, I believe he. Sefer HaMitzvot, Nun Tes. Itos had tzorach v'had tzaros. Kish nitzach le'ashem. There he quotes the whole pasuk, but he defines it as itos had tzorach, itos had tzorach v'had tzaros. If you did this, you could say that's just a shame kolo. That's not problematic. But he definitely doesn't emphasize Muhammad. This is pretty clear either way. There is a fascinating comment in the Sifrei. Now, the only person I saw talk about don't take it. Kipshuto. It's hard to believe it's really Kipshuto. But the Sefer says like this. First it says, Bein shtem yotzem aleichem, bein shem yotzem aleichem. Okay. Al atzara tzorereschem, b'melchemez gogu mogo v'kotzem v'daber. Atom melchemez gogu mogo v'kotzem v'daber. O b'chol melchemez shebetoyra, tamo loymar, v'no shatem v'oyveichem. Amr seyur e'ezu melchom v'shishom, no shayim bov, e'en achver ashibud, e'en temotz el melchemez gogu mogo. Now the rest of the puzzle Al Tzara Tzorereschem certainly is not. But so the Netziv in his Parashat Sefer says, no, it means the Havtocha, the Noshatem, is only going on Mechemes Gog Magog. It's a difficult way to read the Sefer because it's commenting in the beginning of the puzzle, and it proves Noshatem Yerechem that some of Mechemes Gog Magog. But it's obviously quite odd. And I think in the Chasei David, in his Peirush on the Sefer, he's not called Chasei David, the Sefer Dibei Rav, the Baal Chasei David, he says, it's a chiddush even lechemes gogel mokel, because you would have thought that you have enough siyat d'shma, you don't need a chatzotras. Okay, so none of that, it's all dachak in lashon sifrei. Understandably, I understand why no one wants to read it the way it sounds like. And I think a little bit might depend on the girsan. There are two girsan. The next line is right. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Einli Ella. Now one girsan says Einli El Mechemes Gogel Magog Mechem Shidafim V'Yirakon V'Ishim. The Gra takes that out. He says Einli El Mechama Kama Shidafim V'Yirakon. So the Gra probably learned it was all Mechamas. But there are two girsan. Not all of them have that girsan. There are two girsan in the sifrei. So Yesh La'ayin, if for some reason the Rambam thought. Obviously, the biggest chiddush that there's bechalad and mechamah. Mechamah is, for some reason, for whatever reason, is unique to bechamah's gogel magog.
Why didn't he bring that down?
Why didn't he bring it down?
Why is he not bringing something that's no get lost?
Mechamah's gogel magog.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, but that's at least I understand why it's not hilchos tainis. Why wouldn't it be all the halachas of mechamah's gogel magog? Here are the kashim. I don't know.
Does
Rav
have hilchos
lachas described gogel magog at all? He doesn't talk. Does he mention a line about it? I don't remember if mamish maybe a line at the very end. I don't even know if he has. He says we don't even know what's going to happen. So it's a ha'ara. But even don't go that far. The Renezer in Tav Chof Hei has a diak, and there's another diak to make. And this another diak to make is there's another famous war that Jewish people were involved in, and they blew stuff, but it wasn't Chatzotzus. In the siege of Yericho, they were around, and they have the Aron with them. And what are they blowing for 7 days? Shofaros. The Pesukim. And not only the Pesuk say they're blowing shofaros, but the... But Zekufa, it's
saying... So Shalom commanded them how to attack...
So you could be matre, this was additional. You could be mad that they did avali blu chatzotzes. That's not major at the end, because Magia says maybe you could say avali blu chatzotzes, they followed it in. But on top of that, there was a blow of shofar. But it's not just the 90 from the pasuk. There's a medrash, the medrash rabba and meber rabba, where medrash rabba and meber rabba assumes they did not blow chatzotzes. And medayik, you see from here that you can't use the chatzotzes of Moshe Rabbeinu, because why Yeshua blow chatzotzes? Okay. There's what more talk about that?
They had psukim how to attack, but not.
But the medrash rabba is not that way. The medrash rabba says the fact they didn't use chatzotzes because they couldn't have used Moshe Rabbeinu's chatzotzes. Why couldn't they made more chatzotzes? I don't know. But that says medrash rabba by midbar rabba. And also, a clear shofar's mendafka. I mean, that's the most striking because the Ramban and that Ramban we just read, the Gemara in Tainus Yudala, which says that a blue shofar is a similar davar Yericho. And the Ramban says, in Yericho, they blew shofaros. That's how we know shofaros is dafka, because in Yericho, they blew shofaros. That's what the Ramban says. He clearly knew shofaros were dafka, not chatzotzes. So you're suggesting, okay, Kachlan Melacha was a Rasha not to do it differently than the Ikar did. You're talking. Right, but it doesn't mean that there's a. So Bekitzer, I'll just say, Bekitzer Nimrods, the Avinezer himself suggests, and he runs into a little bit of a problem, that he runs this because there's a line, he says this is a phrase against him, that maybe not every Muhammad is defined as an Aistara. If you're under attack, you're siege, that's an Aistara. If you, the Kosh Baruch Hu tells you, go attack these people, then you're doing. You're creating the situation. You're not attack. Aesar doesn't confront you, and you're doing it with Shat Dishmaya with Unvatum with the Tzivak Kosh Baruch Hu. So there's no such halacha. It's not a chisav. It's not a tzara tzoreschem. And Mikoach that he disagrees with the Tziv. He doesn't call it the Tziv, but because he says, then what was Pinchas doing? Because that's the same thing. L'chayra. He says, "Echlavi Pinchas was doing it. Lamasa Samachanos." He thinks that he thinks that's where the Rambam omitted it. The Rambam omitted not because you never have an Aesar and a Milchama, but because Milchama, you can't just say Milchama, because it depends, Yesh V'yesh. So the Rambam omitted it because it's not it requires more heads, but it's not a straightforward example. Maybe more likely in the Rambam to say there's no din Milchama at all. That's one mahalach. But he stuck because the Sefer itself, before that says, Bein Shatem Yotzim Aleichem, Bein Shem Yotzim Aleichem. So he has a little bit of a problem with that. It could be just Aldarko that maybe does not go as far as he's saying. I don't help with the Rambam as much, but at least for this Maaseh Yeshua, It could be specifically Milchemes Kibosh Haaretz, or when there was a Milchama, where there was a specific Havtacha. Hashem Baruch Hu told him, you're going to win. It wasn't just any Milchama. There was a Milchemes Kibosh Haaretz was miraculous. It was done derech Neis, and they knew it was going to be done derech Neis, and the Pesukim Milchemes Shei reached them, you're going to win. So there, in that case, there was no need, again, since, as the Rishon and the Farshim explained, it's a certain tzuras tefillah, so there was no chiyuv to have that tzuras tefillah before they attacked Yericho. Mijanim, we don't find, interestingly enough, two things. We find there's a mitzvah to do it, tzuras and mijanim. We don't find Kosh Baruch to get many avtachas, and they were surprised at the end, v'lon v'kami menuish. Or they were, it was noteworthy. They were struck by that. In Yericho, when someone died, there was all, what was going on? They were stunned. Here, you should know, Lomfka Menuish. It's a Chiddush. So it could be that Aldarach Avinezer, just to point out that it wasn't as, it was, but limited to the kind of Muhammad Kibosh Arad. Maybe Yoshua is different. Again, that makes it that the Ram, a little less of a good terrorist for the Rambam. Or like this, it's even better, perhaps. There's a Tanchuma in Parshas Pinchas, where Tanchuma says, Tzoros ha-mijonim, Parshas Pinchas, Tzoros ha-mijonim hikisim, Osam lama, ki tzorim heim lachem, mikan amru rabosene zechorim bevacha, imba lahargacha ashkem lahargo. Tzoros ha-mijonim, ki tzorim heim lachem, imba lahargacha ashkem lahargo. That's what it says in that. So Chorus is Dvar Pella, because they're not doing this. It's over. The Mijanim already were Tzorel Chem Nechem Asher Nikulchem Advar Po. That's past tense. So what's Baal Harkacha anymore? The truth is the Lashon HaPasuk is Ki Tzoririm Heim Lachem. It's Lashon Hove. The Ibn Ezra says it means past. But the Medrash seems to be focusing on the actual Lashon Hove. Oh. So here he quotes, and I don't have it here, that the and the Marzav, or Marzu, however they want to pronounce it, on Perishon, but Rabbi Taka says that it wasn't over. Even though there was still the influence, there are different ways you can say this, but there was still the influence of Baal Peor and the Neshem Mijan. This was, the Magefa had stopped, but the situation hadn't fully ended, and there was still a Sakana. The Orchayim HaKadosh, here in this parasha, in Parashat Pinchas, he says, not practically there was still a threat, but the influence of the Machsheves Aveira, the Nitzmadim of Baal Peor, was still real. And in order to eliminate that, they had to make a nekama against the evil of the Baal Peor to undo and to the impact of what had happened. So the Reutfim had left their mark. So Mimela Baal Harkan Hashem Harkan. In other words, it was Hakanei Sar. They were in the middle of Milchama. This wasn't just let's go fight a war. They've been attacked, and it's not just history. They have to fight back against it. It's defensive essentially. It was a defensive war. Sar Semajanim. So then that's much more like Al Derech Avnezer, but it's much more like it's much more of an Sar. That's really Sar. The Milchamas guys. Besides the fact there was Haftacha, it's also something they initiated. There wasn't Al Sar Eschem. So then there may have been no Chiyuv of a trua b'shas mechama. I think that the tziv, I think at the end, really thinks that they did do chatzos at the time of Yericho also. I mean, that's the way out of it. You can say they did it, and the pasuk doesn't talk about it. But it's again, the medrash doesn't seem to sound that way. The medrash by Mibar Rabba doesn't sound that way. Okay, fine. Just speak for a few minutes about this is the Inyan, not the Yomer, but on this halacha, the Rambam, that Rambam Hilchos Tainus, which is real, it's well known. Always glad to read it over. Mitzah say Minatara, read again. Lizok Lariya Bachatzotzo called Sarah Shetavala Tzibur. Quotes the part we just quoted before. Now, Alocha Beis. Vidover Zemidarche Achuvahu. Shebizman Shetavot Sarah, Vizaku, Alev, Yariu, Yedu Hakol, Shebiglal, Maseim, Oroyim, Huralem, Kakasuva, Vonosechem Hitu. Vizel Sheyigrom Gomer. Vizel Sheyigrom Lahosir at Sarah Mele. The purpose or the muhus of this mitzvah of Lizol Gariyah Bachatzotras is not solely a mitzvah tefillah, which it is, but it's fundamentally a mitzvah tshuva. The purpose of midarach yatshuva. Why? Because if the reaction to tzara is za'aka l'Akadosh Baruch Hu, then now it requires a certain understanding the way Akadosh Baruch Hu works. But then this should be that should lead to hakara. It's miyad Hashem. It's not Hashem. Why is Akadosh Baruch Hu doing this to us? It must be maseim garmu, maseim nu garmu. And the hakara of Amaseinu Garmu will lead to tshuva, and that's the garim to protect from the tzara. And then Ram says, what's the alternative? The alternative is, it just happens. That's the way of the world. It's midas achzarius, says the Rambam, and it causes further chizuk in maisei royim. Goremes lam lidavik maisei royim. When person's shown the punish for something and he doesn't recognize it, that entrenches him further. Chmal l'tzan maisei royim and chmal l'tzan again. V'tosel atzarus achirus. Who shigasu b'tar v'achti mi b'keri. That's the avoda in an Esar what happens to Klal Yisrael, and the avoda is to realize that it's Miyar Kosh Baruch Hu and Tzachiv Tshuva on all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. So this is a they start for Klal Yisrael, so it's for us as well. And otherwise, it means derech achzorius. Derech achzorius means being lack of sensitivity. It's not just okay. I won't do tshuva. It's a goyim for further destruction. Rachman al Islam. You know, it's the opportunity missing the opportunity of tshuva. It makes things all the more worse. So it's a derech achzorius to everybody. If a person doesn't react. And isn't sensitive to everyone around them. To think, okay, what can we do to help? What can we do to stop this? Something's going on. What can we do to stop? So, if nicker is like whatever, it just happens. I'm not going to try to stop. I'm going to have to try to stop. So how do we try to stop? But you have to realize, miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to do tshuva. Rav Tversky always likes to point out. I've heard this from him a few times. I remember him speaking about this. Some of you may have been there after the. Maybe you guys aren't old enough. It's the summer after the war in the north. How many years ago was that? When the war in Lebanon? With his Hezbollah? So he said two things. I remember he came to speak, giving a shmuz towards the beginning of the year. And he said, he was talking about how, you asked people how their summer was. And they said, oh, they had a great summer. He says, how could you have a great summer? These thousands of Jews in Eretz Yisrael had to flee from the north. And you're doing whatever, you had a great summer? Lo Yitachin had a great summer. It's a lack of sensitivity to the Tzarfim and the Jews and Klal Yisrael. And then he spoke about this Rambam, and he said, that we're supposed to Yizugol LaViriv Yedu HaKol SheBeglal Maaseh Maroim Hurala. Okay? So we're supposed to do tshuva. But how do we know? How do we know what we did wrong? How do we know what Maasim caused it? So Emma says, the Rambam never says that you have to fixing any specific thing will do it. Ram says, in fact, Ram doesn't say fixing even. The Yedu HaKol Shalom HaSeim HaRoyim HuRolem V'zeu Shigrom L'Hasir HaTzar Me'Elehem. Ram even skips a step. Ram doesn't say, and then you'll do tshuva. Ram sounds like even the idea itself, which should automatically, if someone senses the person, realize it's a step one to tshuva, that already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that we gotta be better. And so he didn't say this. This I'm just pointing out that Sarai sounds like that already is step one. That already means something. That's already something. Realize, okay, this is our fault. We have Akara, everything's made of Kosh Baruch Hu, and it's our fault. And we have to try to improve. That's the message Kosh Baruch Hu wants to get. That's the Iker message. And then, of course, once we get that message, if we don't do something, then we have a problem. But fundamentally, that's the message. And Kosh Baruch Hu isn't necessarily giving us a message about specific things we have to fix, per se. The message we have to realize that there's Din V'cheshbon and we have to be better. The example he gave was that, he said, how do you know if what we're doing, what the right answer is? We have to figure out what do a cheshbon nefesh. So how do we know what caused it? So he said, we don't, we don't know the right answer, but there are no wrong answers. As he said, let's say someone has certain symptoms. This is his example. Someone has certain symptoms. And he goes for a headache or something. And he goes for a CAT scan. And Chol Hatzan, or he has a He has heart problems, and he goes for whatever they do, and they do tests on his he has chest pains, and they find when they do the tests that they find that he needs a immediate surgery for a blockage of some sort. So it could be that the blockage causing chest pains, could be something else causing it. Could be he also had indigestion and he had terrible reflux that was causing the chest pains. So in a chenami, it's not muchach that what they found was causing chest pains, but it doesn't matter because they're still going to fix what they found, right? And it was and the chest pains were still goyring that tikkun. So whether or not the chest pains were caused by a tikkun by the thing they're fixing is irrelevant. The point is, and that's what Kosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Kosh Baruch Hu is giving us, we have to fix ourselves. Now, it may be that these sorrows are because of specific things, and we're fixing other things. Okay, but that Kosh Baruch Hu, but that was a tikkun. That Kosh Baruch Hu is we've accomplished something. We've accomplished something. We've misakin ourselves, and we've fundamentally accomplished what the Rambam says. We have the hakara that there's that it's b'glal masein aron, and we've done tshuva. So we don't have to try to guess. We just have to try to do a cheshbon nefesh and for a sense of care for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. Try to do a cheshbon nefesh and be zoik lahariya, and thereby be mischazik in tshuva.